Faith binds us with the infinite. Faith binds us with the infinite. We do not make mathematics function. Mathematics are a principle. Mathematics are a principle that work with a cause beyond what we understand. And it's our faith in the laws of mathematics, the cause of mathematics, that gives us the ability to really think about how to use this most unusual function. Mathematics is used by the scientists and used by everybody every day. 2 + 2 = 4. And this wonderful, fantastic agreement has come to us out of the infinite because we were ready to receive it. We were ready to know it. We were ready to enjoy it. We were ready to use it. We do not make mathematics function. Mathematics is a principle. It's a principle that always works. It's a principle that always puts everything in order and always does everything in a beautiful way, and we are very happy to use it. But it only works when we work it. If we use the principle and say 2 × 2 = 5, we can say that if we wish. It's not true, and it will not bring us the results that we want to have. So we have to learn the principle. We have to learn how to use the principle and how to function the principle so that it will benefit us and so that it will be useful to us under all circumstances. Can everyone use the principle? Can everyone use the faith? Faith binds us with the infinite. And mathematics is out of the infinite. It's out of the allness and out of the knowingness and out of the fantastic qualities that make us who and what we are. And it's a wonderful thing, who and what we are, truly. It's a wonderful thing, who and what we are. Because we are grand and we are glorious and we are fantastic and we are beautiful and we are marvelous and we believe in the infinite. We don't understand the infinite. No one understands it, really. We don't understand the finite. We just use the principle. And the principle wends its way through the finite and through the infinite and through all the possibilities and is useful everywhere. You might ask, is the same principle useful on some other planet, in some other galaxy, in some other domain of reality, somewhere in the infinite universe? And the answer is 100% yes. It's 100% yes that the principle is always the same. It may be used in more beautiful, dramatic, and dynamic ways because people have learned how to apply it in more beautiful, wonderful, dynamic, beautiful, fantastic ways. And you do too. We do not make mathematics function. Mathematics is a principle. Mathematics is a connection with the infinite. It's our ability to utilize this infinite allness of the universe, this infinite oneness of the universe, this infinite causation of the universe, and to apply it to every area of our life. Now, we don't realize how well we can do that, but truly we can. And we do. And it is wonderful. Now, are you ready to use the principle in your life? Are you ready to use it in your world? You're doing it all the time right now. You're doing it all the time. You're using the principle. You're using faith because you have faith that the law of cause and effect functions. You have faith that the law of mathematics functions. You have faith that all the other causes that you know about function. When you put certain chemicals together, certain reactions take place. But then you can look beyond that. You can look into the infinite causation of all, and you can come to the infinite awareness of all, and you think, wow, how great that is, how marvelous that is, how wonderful that is. And that is something that I can use every moment of my life. Yes, it is something you can use every moment of your life. Faith, using it, is our channel. Faith is our channel to the infinite. Faith is our channel to the allness. Faith is our channel to the oneness. We have confidence that when we take our foot and we move it from where it stands to a forward position, that we can move our leg, and that our leg will move us, and that when we move our feet continuously, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, we are moving forward. Or we can dance, or we can run, or we can sit in a motor vehicle, we can sit in a jet, and we can fly it with our feet and our hands, and we can do beautiful things with it. All the principle is our faith in the infinite. And because we have this faith in the infinite, beautiful things take place in our life. Beautiful things take place in our world, and we feel wonderful. Faith binds us with the infinite so wonderfully, so beautifully, so causatively, that we can accomplish anything we want to accomplish. Are you ready to accomplish anything you want to accomplish? Are you ready to be who you want to be? Are you ready to live how you want to live? Are you ready to accept all that's in your world as a reality now, as something which is real, something which is dramatic and dynamic and fantastic? Well, as you do that, wonderful things take place. And as you do that, marvelous things reveal themselves in your life. As you let faith bind you with the infinite, you are tied in with the allness that is. That's why we can say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know my faith in me, in my infinite self, binds me to the causative knowledge of all. And I know and I know and I know. Now, you can know that too. And if you're ready to know it, if you're ready to be it, if you're ready to live it and experience it and say it's fantastic, then it is yours. But only when you're ready to say it, only when you let go and let the infinite causative self express itself by your faith, by your belief that it does work, by your belief that these are things that are wonderful, these are things that are marvelous, these are things that you can do, and you do do every day of your life, every moment of your life. You can do this, and you do this. It's a marvelous thing to do. It's a wonderful thing to do, and you can do it. And are you doing it? Yes, you are. Do you want to do it? Yes, you do. And does it feel good doing it? Oh my, how good it feels to do it. Because as we feel this goodness within us, as we feel this oneness within us, as we feel this life within us, then we know that it is done. The principle is boundless. The infinite is boundless. Faith is boundless. And your faith and my faith bind us to the use of this boundlessness of all, to the principle of mathematics or any other principle that exists. And there are many of them that exist. And when we say, I know that I know that I know, we are one with all principle everywhere. We are one with every principle that could ever exist, and we are living that principle wonderfully, beautifully, powerfully in our life right now. And we're enjoying that principle because it's who we are. It's us. It's us. The principle is us. I know that I know that I know. The divine in me is the answer. I know that I know that I know. I have faith, I have faith, I have faith. I am one with the infinite, the allness, all knowledge, all wisdom, all genius, all blessings of all. And that's who I am. And I am all of it, but I know it only a little at a time because I contact it a little at a time from my human standpoint. And the minute I turn on my divine standpoint, I contact it from the allness, and I know it all. Join me in this faith binding us with the infinite. Join me in this faith as our channel to the allness which we are, and know that faith binds us with the infinite now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.